All right. Good morning, everyone. We'll begin with prayer.
Amen. And let your trumpet blow.
I'll do it.
I need the trumpet this morning.
This is the communion class. We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for being here. I thank you for being in our midst. I love your presence. Lord, I thank you for every chance we have to commune with you.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you for the fellowship. And bless everyone here to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
I've been on vacation this week. And the Lord put some things on my heart. We've been studying communion from the words of Jesus to the seven churches. We made it to verse 6 last week. And just to... You know, the things Jesus said to the seven churches help us to understand our relationship with him.
Amen.
And he's showing us things that he showed each church, their strengths and things that will cause a problem, their weaknesses, or where they missed it. And he started with what they had right first in every case. And then he showed them what would hinder them if they didn't change. In every relationship, that can, you know, for it to be a healthy relationship, the things that make it the foundational things have to be in place and remain in place. And when that's in place, then the relationship can thrive. We can't have a thriving relationship with the Lord or with anybody if the foundation is weak. And he gave me some thoughts about love, how loving God makes the difference. Now, in verse 5, it says, "Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." And the Lord loves us, so he will correct us. He only corrects his own people, people that love him and are devoted to him. When people go with the world, then they can do what they want to do because they detach themselves from the Lord. But to his own...
There's a consequence.
There's a... Yeah.
Yeah,
and the same one that saved us has to judge sin. He's got to do it. He's God. He has to judge sin. He can't let sin exist in his kingdom. We wouldn't want a little cancer in our body. We want it healed. Well, in heaven, it's the same way. If people hold on to sin, he can't let that in heaven. And people do that by choice. You want everything, you want all impurities, all dangers gone. That's what the Lord is doing. And this is what he did in the beginning. He said, "Let there be light." He saw the light was good. He chose the light and rejected the darkness. It's the same thing here. But Jesus is doing it verbally. Now people have... Because of traditions and the desires of men, people have shaded the Word of God, and they were taught a certain way, they read the Word of God with that in that frame of mind. But the Word of God says what it says, and it means what it means. And when we deviate in any way, you know, they realized that the Nicolaitans, he said, thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. The Nicolaitans wanted to have power over the people. And that was never God's intention. Jesus said, the greatest of you, they asked who would be the greatest. He said, the greatest would be those who serve the most. The greatest servants will be the greatest in the kingdom of God. So that's the way it operates. Nobody serves greater than God. Nobody serves greater than Jesus. He laid his life down for us. He washed his disciples' feet. And he gave them an example of a healthy love relationship. We love God, so we love each other. The way we show love to God is how we love each other. But when the love of God is gone, then other things happen. Now, in John, 1 John chapter 2, it shows us the balance of love. It shows us the way we maintain that relationship is through love. He said, verse 10, "He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hates his brother is in darkness, and walks in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness has blinded his eyes." These two scriptures here show us the difference. If we're in the love of God, you know, his kingdom is thriving in us. If we deviate somewhere, then this is what he's dealing with in our chapter 2. He knew that, he said, "I know thy works, thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and has found them liars, and is born, and is patience, and for my name's sake has labored, and is not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." In every relationship, the love has to be the foundation. Now, some people followed, when Jesus fed the 4,000, then the 5,000 men and their families, eventually, they were trying to make a king out of it on their terms. So he made a division. He said, "If you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me." And most of them left. And he turned to his disciples. He said, "Will you leave too?" And Peter said, "We don't have anywhere else to go. You have the words of life." They wanted the fish and the loaves. They wanted God on their terms. And that's not love. He's catching this church in Ephesus before it gets out of hand. He's showing us how to stay on track. Stay in the love of God. When you stay in the love of God, you can have a thriving relationship with him. You can learn things you can't learn in any other condition. That has to be in place and remain, because the fruit we bear will be like us. Unless they overlook us and look to the Lord. But you bear fruit after your type, after your kind. So when people are taught, if they're taught by ministers and men and women of God that have deviated from the love of God, they'll do the same thing. Children that grow up in a home where there's a lot of fussing, they think that's what that gets in their heart. And that when they in similar situations, that's what they do. Unless they learn the loving ways of God. And then they learn how to really cope with a negative situation. But in Jeremiah's day, after Nebuchadnezzar started taking people to Babylon, a remnant of Jews came to Jeremiah and asked him to seek the Lord on their behalf, and he did. And the Lord gave him an answer and sent him back 10 days later. And when he came back with the answer from the Lord, he told him not to go to Egypt. Make a long story short, they decided to go anyway. But Jeremiah said something curious. He said, "You dissembled in your heart when you sent me to seek the Lord for you." And it's the same thing with the fish and the loaves. People wanted God on their terms aside from the perfect will of God. And people religion still does the same thing. Not every denominational church, not every, but there are Christians who have deviated from the word of God. This is the straight measuring stick, Revelations. it shows us how to get right back in line with the love of God and stay there. That's where we thrive. That's where the miracles happen. That's where the Holy Spirit can do his work, his mighty work, on a strong foundation. But he said, continuing in 1 John chapter 2, he gave a lot of things about staying in the love of God. He said, verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So the love of the world will diminish God's love in you or in me until it's gone. Just loving the world. He said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away. It won't work. Years ago, the Lord said, the world system don't work. This is the world system, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It's not a working system. But the love of God is. He said, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. He said, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be manifest that they were not all of us. Now this is the same thing with the fish and the loaves. And in Jeremiah's day, they left the love of God, so they left God. If you're in the love of God, you're in him. If you're out of the love of God, you walked away. And he said, they went out that they might be manifest that they were not all of us. Verse 20 says, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. And I contrasted that with when he said that the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. The love of God, as long as we have that love of God, we're subject to him. Then the Holy Spirit can come and train us. And this is communion. And this is the foundation of our communion to the Lord. And he's going to respond. He has to do things the right way. He's holy. And one thing about Jesus, he's not going to let something creep in unawares. He's watching. And when people yield to him, he'll tell them what to watch. And then they'll watch. And as long as I was in the love of God, nothing ever snuck. He never let anything sneak up on me. And he always gave me wisdom in how to handle it. But if I wasn't in the love of God, or if I wasn't paying attention, things would happen. But when remembering back, if I was in communion with him, he would show me things ahead of time. A lot of things happen when the love of God is steadfast and first. And this is the first church he addressed, the Church of Ephesus. And this, our first love has to be in place. And that's the heart of communion. We're out of time. I thank God for that. He thinks of everything, and he guides us by his mighty love. 1 Corinthians. I lost my mark. What Jesus is doing in these letters to the seven churches, that's our guide. That's going to help us to go forward in him. Sometimes I wonder, I say, okay, Lord, anything I need to be aware of? And he helps me to see what, and you know, he helps me stay abreast of what's going on. Lost my mark. 1 Corinthians 11. Sorry about that. Okay, here it is. As we commune with the Lord, He's going to help us stay steady in Him. And He has so much to share with us. When He said in verse 24, 1 Corinthians 11:24, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me." And after the same manner also He took the cup when He had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of Me." I thank the Lord for his works of love. The Lord always did things on our behalf to help us to go forward. From salvation, He broke His body. He let them beat Him. He died in our place and rose again to justify us. And He did it for all men. And I say, individually as well as collectively. Because the Lord knew our names. He knew the people. He knew us all one by one. And He died for us. This is the kind of love that we thrive in. This is the kind of love we can have. We've been given this kind of love, and we can share it. We can do the same works towards others. Now, this is communion. When you love your brother, when you love your sister, when you pray for people, that's the heart of God manifested. We'll end in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank You for Your word. I thank You for all that You're doing in every precious soul. I pray Your blessings on them. Help us all to do all that's in Your heart, all that's in Your will for us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Thurston.